Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Tabreed management team, I welcome you all and thank you for joining us for the H1 2023 results conference call. Before we begin our presentation, I would like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to slide number 2 of the presentation for the detailed disclaimer. I would now request you to turn to slide 3 for today's agenda. On today's call, we have with us Adel Salem Al-Wahri, Chief Financial Officer, as well as Salik Malik, Vice President of Finance. Adel will begin with the opening remarks and provide an overview for H1 2023 performance and key events. Following that, Salik will discuss the financial performance in more detail. Adel will then conclude the presentation and will open the lines for your questions. Thank you, and over to you, Adel.
Thank you, Farida, and everyone for joining us today. I would like to provide an overview of Tabreed's first half of this year 2023 performance and key events. Tabreed recorded 9% growth in group revenue, which is primarily attributed to the robust performance of our core chilled water business. Specifically, our core business revenue grew by 8%. This growth was driven by various factors, including new connections and existing concession, higher consumption volumes, and positive impact of CPI. Throughout the first half of this year, the company delivered a healthy and sustainable EBITDA of $590 million with a margin of 55%. H1 of this year as well, net income for the one-off gains increased by 16% to $280 million, including the one-off gains of $107 million, our net income increased by 61% to $386 million. In India, Tabreed has established a strategic alliance with Tata Realty and Infrastructure Limited, TRIL, for its first project in the country. Excluding India, we have successfully commissioned 3 new plants during the first half of the year, 1 in UAE and 2 in Saudi Arabia. As part of the previously communicated capacity expansion plan, Tabreed has been diligently working towards delivering the capacity guidance of 120,000 RT for the years 23 and 24. As part of it, we have now successfully delivered 34,000 RT of this planned capacity expansion. We are pleased to announce the publication of our third environmental, social, and governance ESG report, available in our web portal. Moving to the second slide, or next slide, please. Tabreed is the first and one of the world's largest publicly listed district cooling companies, providing district cooling services across 5 countries, with a strong presence in the GCC and recently in India. Our operational portfolio comprises 89 plants, collectively delivering close to 1.3 million RTs of cooling. As we move forward, our growth strategy remains focused on exploring selective opportunities in the Egyptian market. Across all aspects of our business, we remain dedicated to driving growth and optimizing operational efficiency. This is a testament to the mindset of our management team and their pursuit of core excellence. We continue to work diligently in all areas, from business development to operations, to drive growth and improve operational efficiencies. Moving to the next slide, which summarizes our connected capacity. In the current quarter, we achieved a significant increase in our operational capacity, adding 20,000 RTs. This expansion brings our overall connected capacity close to 1.3 million RTs. Notably, the entirety of this new connected capacity in the second quarter is purely organic and arises from new plants and connections established within our existing concession areas, which includes 14 RTs in Saudi Arabia, 6,000, 14,000, I believe, sorry, Saudi Arabia, 6,000 in UAE, and 1,000 in Bahrain. For this quarter as well, we spend a total capex close to 60 million dirhams, strategically directing this capital towers majorly for expansion and construction of the new growth. Moving to the news, next slide, please. Looking ahead to the next 2 years, we maintain our guidance for new capacity additions in 23 and 24, targeting a total of 120,000 RT. This is aligned with our previous guidance. Approximately 60% of this guided capacity expansion is expected to come from consolidated entities, with the remaining contribution coming from equity accounted entities. We are confident in our ability to achieve our stated guidance for the years 22 and 23 period, as we have already made substantial progress by achieving 89,000 RT on last year guidance. Tabreed consistent ability to steadily increase its connected capacity in the region is a reflection of our dynamic growth in key markets across GCC. Furthermore, our expertise in utilizing or utilization of regional network allows us to capitalize on commercial opportunities as they arise. Moving to the next slide. Overview about the performance. Tabreed operates a stable utility business model, engaging in long-term contracts with highly creditworthy clients. As previously mentioned, the group's connected capacity is close to 1.3 million tons across the GCC, with an average contract term spanning over 25 years. Approximately 80% of the group revenue are derived from contracts with either fully government-owned or partially government-owned entities, underpinning a robust credit profile. Leveraging our utility business model and partnerships, Tabreed has experienced a consistent growth in revenues, showcasing strong annual growth rate of 15% since year 2020. Moving to the next slide. Throughout the years, Tabreed's business has demonstrated consistently growth trajectory in EBITDA, profits from operations, and net income, which closely aligns with its top-line performance. This upward trend has been supported by capacity charge component within our revenue model, effectively enhancing earnings predictability. Over the past 3 years, during the same period, our EBITDA, operating profit, and net income margins have remained stable, maintaining an average of 55%, 36%, and 30% respectively. This stability underscores the sustainability and effective financial prudence that forms the core of our business practices. With confidence in our robust and resilient business model, we continue to expect to deliver these margin levels over the long term, further solidifying our position in the market. Next slide. Tabreed has demonstrated resilience in cash flow from operations, enabling us to uphold our investment grade rating with both reputable credit rating agencies, Fitch and Moody's. Through the yearly settlement of one of our bank facilities, we successfully reduced our total debt by 650 million dirhams, resulting in a lower gearing ratio from 52 to 49%. I will now hand over the presentation to Salik, who will provide a detailed overview of the financial results for the first half of this year.
Thank you, Adil, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me present the key highlight from our income statement for H1 2023 versus the same period last year. As mentioned by Adil, total revenue delivered a robust growth of 9%, primarily driven by our performance in our core chilled water business segment, which recorded an impressive year-on-year growth of 8%. This growth is primarily organic, attributed to addition of 55,000 tons, majorly through new connections during the last 12 months. Our consumption volumes also experienced an increase of 5%, and we benefited from the positive impact from 2022 CPI at 4.8%. The rise in operating cost is in line with the corresponding increase in our custom volumes, ensuring efficient management of our expenses. During the first half of 2023, the wheat delivered a healthy EBITDA of 590 million dirhams, demonstrating our ability to generate consistent earnings with a sustainable margin of 55%. Finance cost decreased compared to the previous year due to the interest cost saving arising from our T1 liability management exercise as well as the fixed deposit income. During the first half of this year, there were two significant events which had a positive impact to our net income. One was the liability management that Tabriz board approved the early settlement of one of our loan facilities along with the associated hedging instrument resulted in reduced future finance costs and an improvement in our gearing. This initiative led to another income of almost 100 million, comprising a cash flow gain from unwinding the hedges and a reclassification of fair value of derivatives from OCI to P&L. After the writing off of unamortized transaction costs, the total net gains amounted to 8 million. Additionally, during the same quarter in this year, PIF, the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund, became a new shareholder in Saudi Tabriz. Consequently, the group holdings in Saudi Arabia diluted from 31% to 22%, resulting in a one-off accounting gain of 49 million based on the fair valuation of PIF transaction. In summary, the net income for the first half of this year was 386 million, including another gains of 107 million recorded during the same period. Net income before one-off adjustments amounted to 280 million, reflecting a notable increase of 16% compared to the same period last year. Moving on to the next slide. This slide represents a summarized version of the balance sheet as at the end of June 2023, highlighting the key points. The decrease in trade receivables is attributed to the enhanced in our billing to cash conversion cycle, reflecting efficient working capital management. The increase in investment in associates reflects a fair value adjustment of our investment in Saudi Tabriz, and a share of in-year profit demonstrating our value creation in our investments to our shareholders. Our net debt position has decreased from 5.4 billion to 5.4 billion as of June 2023. It also reflects the decline in the gross debt by 650 million from the liability management exercise done during this period. And in addition to our healthy EBITDA generation during the last 12 months, led to an improved leverage ratio of net debt to EBITDA at 4.4 times. Our financial positions are prudently secured with two fixed-rate DCM instruments, Sukuk and Bond, and a 100% hedged corporate loan. This effectively shielded Tabriz from higher interest costs, which is a highlight of having an effective risk management policies at Tabriz. As a reminder, we have two facilities maturing in 2025, with one in H1, the other one in second half of 2025. Our loan allows us the penalty-free prepayments, providing us with a greater flexibility to manage our cost of capital and refinancing risk. As mentioned earlier, during the second of 2022, both Fitch and Moody's reaffirmed our Tabriz investment grade status, with Moody's at Baa3 and Fitch at BBB, also came with an upgrade and the outlook to stable, a testament to our strong financial standing. The movement in equity and reserves from 31st December are due to the settlement of dividends, reflecting our commitment to value distribution to our shareholders. Moving on to the next slide, the cash flow performance during the period has remained robust. Strong cash from operations totaling 709 million, reflecting efficient collection process across all our valued customers and reinforcing our strong financial position. Our cash from operations to EBITDA ratio for the first half of this year was 120%, again reflecting our effective and improved customer collections and prudent financial practices. The net cash flow from investment activities in the first half reflects a strategic capex allocation required for growth and maintenance, enabling us to strengthen and expand our operations. The financing activity primarily represents the settlement of bank facilities as part of the liability management program and the payment of dividend for the year 2022. Overall, The first half of the year recorded a robust cash flow from operations, resulting in a healthy closing cash balance of $1.2 billion. And our revolving credit of $590 million remains fully unutilized. This liquidity position, combined with our flexible capital structure, does strongly position the group to fund any future growth opportunities easily. Moving on to the next slide. The net operating cash flow pre-working capital remained at $590 million, which is once again a testament to our company's resilient business model and ability to consistently generate sustainable cash flow. Our dedication to disciplined investment is evident in our net cash flow post-investing activities for 2023, which have increased to $633 million, showcasing our strategic approach to acquisition and expansion. As you would notice, we are well positioned to invest in any new opportunities which meet our thresholds of board mandated IRR while remaining competitive to our peers. With this, I conclude the financial highlight presentation. I will now hand over back to Adil to take you through the rest of the proceedings. Over to you, Adil.
Thank you, Salik. I would like to provide a conscious overview of Tabreed's commitment to environmental sustainability. Tabreed has set ambitious targets to reduce energy consumption and emissions. We are committed to achieving these goals by harnessing the innovative technology solutions and implementing environmentally friendly operating practices. These include utilizing treat sewage effluent, thermal energy storage, seawater, emission monitoring, hazardous waste management, and strict compliance with trade effluent regulations. We take pride in reporting that our operations have resulted in saving approximately 2.3 billion kilowatt hour of energy consumption, which is equivalent to powering over 134,000 homes for an entire year and preventing the annual release of more than 1.4 million tons of CO2. Emissions. The carbon emissions prevented through our sustainable cooling services play a crucial role in supporting regional governments' efforts to achieve their sustainability targets. Tabreed recently released the 2022 ESG report, which highlighted our commitment to invest in new technologies and to enter into strategic partnerships, what will enable us to meet our stakeholders' expectations. Lastly, in line with the UAE government's directive, Tabreed remains committed to its sustainability objectives as we continue to provide innovative district cooling solutions to the region and beyond. Tabreed has demonstrated its commitment to decarbonization and net zero by signing the UAE Climate Responsible Companies Pledge last March. These initiatives underscore our unwavering dedication to environmental stewardship and our role as a responsible corporate citizen, aligning our efforts with the global sustainability objectives. I will now request the operator to open lines for Q&A, please.
Thank you. If anyone would like to register a question, please use the written Q&A box online to register a written question. Our first question reads, could you please share with us an approximate geographical split of the remaining new capacity additions over 2023 or 2024? Could you please also elaborate on timing of key milestones of the contract with Tata?
Thank you for the question. With regard to the split of the new capacity guidance, we have always maintained the majority of this is going to come from our consolidated entities, mainly in UAE, and also it will be contributed from our Saudi business operations. So with that, I think I've answered your first part of the questions. With regard to your second part on the timing of the key milestones of contract, yes, we have signed this contract and the plant is commissioned as we speak in July of this month. That's the key milestones, and this is a 2,000 tons contracted capacity with a concession of 6,600.
Thank you. Before we take our next question, I'd just like to remind everyone, if they'd like to register a question, please use the written Q&A box online. Our next question is from Mark Adib from CI Capital, and the questions read, what was the reason behind the annual drop in gross profit in absolute terms and GPM accordingly? The second question is, do you expect margins to revert back to second half 2023 to normal levels? And the third question is, can you give us some color on margins related to regional expansion and expected revenue contribution?
Okay. Thank you, Mark, for your question. Let me split this in all the three questions one by one. The first question regarding your the drop in the gross profit margin. Again, there's no drop in the profit margin as such. I would like to reiterate that. The last year, we had a provision release due to the acquisition in 2021 of one of our assets, and we had built some accruals in 2021, which were excess, and we had to reverse in last year in 2022, first half. As a result, you would notice that we are having a drop in the first half of this year, but that is not the drop. That is what I would like to clarify here. And your second part of the question, that the margins, will it be back by the year end? Yes, I would like to confirm that the margins are going to be back to the normalized business operations by the end of the year. And let me look into the third question. Can you give us some color on the margins related to the regional expansion? So the regional expansions are going to be fully embedded in the results. As of now, in the first half of the year, there is no the impact on the Tabriz India operations have not been embedded. It is going to be reflected in Q3. I hope this answers to your question, sir, Mark.
Thank you. Our next question is from Shankar Pusanavitil from FIM Partners, and their question reads, can you please give more details on the AED 12 million other expense booked in second quarter 2023?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Shankar, for your question. Appreciate it. So with regard to this one-off provision that we have booked, it is related to some of the development costs on new developments that we were working on. We have prudently made those provisions. But again, as I said, it's a prudent provision that against those development costs, which we will be assessing it by the year end and may reverse it as well. So it is those provisions.
Thank you. As another... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just asking. I have answered Shankar, I believe.
Thank you. Just before we take our next question, as another reminder, if you would like to register a question, please use the written Q&A box online. Our next question reads, what is the target for net debt or EBITDA? Will the maturities in 2024 or 2025 be rolled over?
Okay. This question from Siko. Thank you for the question. Regarding the net debt to EBITDA target, as we have mentioned previously as well, our aim is to maintain the investment grade status. Our board and the management are very clear on that, and it's a red line for us. So we will continue to maintain our investment grade status, and that is the target, pursuit target as well for the net debt to EBITDA. With regard to the the rollover of the debt, just to let you know that there is nothing due in 2024. The bullet facilities that are due is in first half of 2025, the first maturity. And we continue to assess the financial positions of our cash balances as well as the growth opportunity. Accordingly, the management and the board will decide, and we will be letting the investor community aware about this situation.
Thank you. We have no further questions, so I'd like to hand back to Farida for any closing remarks.
Thank you, everyone. And that concludes the H1 2023 earnings call. Until next time, thank you and goodbye.